Welcome to the audio broadcast, Claim Your Power, with Dr. Melissa Sophia Joy.
Those of you who might be possibly new, I want to take a moment to do that. My name is Dr. Melissa Sophia Joy. I am a doctor because I'm a naturopathic doctor, but more than anything, I'm a spiritual teacher, guide, and mentor. I'm an oracle, totally connected into the higher dimensional helpers who really want to come in and help us learn, to help us evolve. So these aren't goddesses and gods who want our devotion necessarily, even though that's something that we can do. But more than anything, they're here to mentor us, to be our teachers. And so I'm very honored to be the ordained oracle of the Council of One. And again, we'll be sharing some of that wisdom through transmission, the latter part of this broadcast today. So what I'd like to do, first of all, is just share with you some of the wisdom teachings that I've been sitting with in working with this material and really connecting into what does it really mean to claim our power. So first of all, I want to talk about what does it mean to be in what I'll call power over. What does that look like? Because really, whenever I talk about claiming your power, I'm not talking about the power over structures, the power over paradigm. The power over really means from that perspective, a person who's running that perspective, they would believe, I have control. I have control over you. I have control over the world. But that's not what I'm talking about at all. Because true power, whenever we come right down to it and we look at what true power is, it is really connecting to our higher self, really connecting to the higher parts of who we are. We can call it our higher mind. We can call it our higher self. We can even call it part of our higher ego, which I'll be talking about later. So really what it's looking at the essence, is that in true power, what is really true is that what we have power over is ourself. That's what we have power over. And so how do we show up in the world? What happens whenever we get triggered? How can we take our power back? What happens whenever we have a big attachment? What happens whenever our soul mission comes in and says, I want you to do this, and a part of us is really afraid? So that's the kind of things that we're going to be talking about today. So I have a few notes here. So really true power is when we have the ability to speak our truth, to claim what we know from our own perspective. That doesn't mean that we're making other people wrong. That means that we have the ability actually to share what is true for us. And so that could be our perspective. Maybe we have a spiritual experience or spiritual awakening, or we lived through something, right? So that's our experience. So we can share that from our place of power. Maybe we have a desire that we want to communicate to a beloved that we've been hiding for a really long time, right? And so stepping in our true power is sharing that information. Also, stepping into our true power means that sometimes we need to have boundaries. Sometimes people overstep what is true for us, and we need to claim our boundaries. That doesn't mean that we have to do it in a mean way, but that means that we do have the authority to claim what is true for us, and claiming our boundaries, claiming our yes and claiming our no. Both of those are valid and really need to be present when we're standing in our true, authentic power. So true power blossoms when we have some of the following attributes in place. So first of all, we have a much bigger perspective. So we're looking at the world from bird's eye perspective. So say, for instance, where we have a specific attachment to something. So oftentimes, I know for myself and many of the patients that I work with, we can have an egoic attachment for a future event to look a certain way. And then whenever we get there, maybe that future event doesn't look like that. And our ego will have an attachment. It has to be like this. Why did he do this? Why did she do this? Why did my grandson show up like this? Why did my daughter say that? They have to do it this way, right? So That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is actually having the bird's eye perspective so that we can let go of those attachments. So imagine if we have an attachment like this, it has to be like this, it must be like this. So having this bird's eye perspective actually allows us to see what's really true so that then we can slowly open our hand and go, oh, that's their truth. That's their life. This is how it worked out. What I have power over is how I show up in my perception and allowing this to be, because guess what it is, right? So that's one of the most important things. Also being in present moment, because whenever we're in present moment, we're not really being swayed by the past, nor are we being swayed by the future. Totally connected to what I was just talking about. Also connected to what I'll talk about in a little bit, which is our past subconscious voices, which are still in our body in present time, which can play havoc whenever we're really trying to step into our true power. Again, I'll talk about that in a minute. The other thing that's really important is for us to follow our dreams. So what I mean by that is following our higher self's purpose, our soul's mission. And that can look different in any given year, in any given decade. But what we're doing is we're staying attuned and aligned to that soul's purpose and allowing that soul's purpose to move us, to communicate to us, to teach us. Okay, now we're being asked to show up in this level of power. Wow, I've never been here before. This is a little scary. And then we find a balance and equilibrium in that. Okay, now I can do this. So we're there for a little bit. And then usually what happens is that spirit shows up again and says, okay, now I want you to step into this level of power. Whoa, that's too much. Right? That's usually what our ego says at first. And then we step in a little wobbly. We come into balance. Okay, now I have stabilization, breath, presence, however much time we're going to be there until the spirit does it again, right? So we're listening. We don't get stuck. We don't get stagnant and saying, oh, I've accomplished my soul's purpose. I'm done. Check, right? No, usually the soul's purpose, it keeps on evolving us through time and space. The other thing that we want to do is show up in courage. And when I say courage, I'm not talking about the lack of fear. It's not that fear has gone away. It really means that we have fear because fear is present. Fear is present usually for all of us because that's when, you know, again, our soul's purpose asking it to show up in a higher and higher levels of power, right? We're going to have fear as we evolve, right? So what courage is really asking us to do is that it's asking us to stand and do it anyway in the face of fear. Because what I have discovered about fear is that when we can show up in relationship to fear, when we have a higher consciousness, there's many different levels that I'll talk about that in a moment. When we have this adult consciousness, witness consciousness that can show up in relationship to fear, the fear will inevitably dissipate. So with courage, what we're really doing is that we have the fear, we're facing the fear, we're doing it anyway. One of my favorite bumper stickers says, let me see. I forgot in this moment. I have it written down. It says, speak even if your voice shakes. So that could be speaking if your voice shakes or standing even if your legs are shaking, your knees are knocking, right? So courage is really asking us to show up, just to say, yes, I have the power. I have the ability to do this, even if there is fear. The other thing that's really significant and really important is sovereignty. And what sovereignty is really asking us to do is to love ourselves enough. I'm going to say that again because I think that's important. To love ourselves enough to know that we are worthy of speaking our truth. To know that we are worthy of claiming our boundaries. To know that we are worthy of being exactly who we are, even if a person wants us to be differently, right? So with sovereignty, what we're really doing And it's a process. It's a path for sure. But what we're really doing in sovereignty is saying, okay, I'm in. I'm going to jump in with both feet and I'm going to learn how to love myself enough to claim my truth, to claim what I know. And in that process, we might find that our egoic stories, our egoic projections kind of swing on a pendulum. So in that place, what I mean is that we might have parts of us that are feeling less than, that don't feel like you don't love yourself, you're not worthy. You know, who are you to be so bright and brilliant, as Marianne Williamson said in that quote that she's so famous for. And on the other hand, we might have egoic voices that say, I'm so much better than, everyone else is really stupid, I'm in control of everything, right? But if we were to unwind those voices, usually what we find is that those voices, I think I could say always, I don't know if it's an absolute, but my sense is that it's either always or almost always are connected to this sense of being less than. So really what we need to do is to bring a bunch of healing into all of those different perspectives. And when we do that, what happens is we have more ability to connect to our higher self. And when we connect to our higher self, we connect into our true authentic power. This is the power that we step into when we know that we are divine beings co-creating our reality. This is the highest level of power when we do this. And it's very much aligned to an awakened field. And some of you might have experienced this before. It happens a lot when we're deep into spiritual practice and we might have a sense of it, or we might have a period of grace where we know, oh my God, I know this. It's not just in my head anymore, right? And we might have a sense of, oh, it lasting for 5 minutes, or 5 hours, or 5 days, or 5 weeks, however long it lasts, it'll last until it shifts. And then eventually, what we're moving toward is to really sustain this awakening field so that we can bring it into our daily life every day. So another way of saying it is that to bring our higher self-awareness into our everyday life, and that's when we're stepping in true power. And as you can tell, this is not something that is an easy path necessarily. For some, it happens, you know, like for Eckhart Tolle, it just happened like that and all of a sudden his life changed. But for most of us, it's a process that occurs over and over and over again, where we have these awarenesses that really imprint themselves on our life. And then we open up more and more to having more and more time connected in that true knowing, not just a mental knowing. Let me take a sip of water here. So when we stabilize and ground our higher self knowing into our life on whatever level, whether that be 5% or all the way to 100%, when we stabilize that more and more, we're living in our power, just to kind of encapsulate what I was saying before. And we begin this process by truly acknowledging who we are on a day-to-day basis. So as a practice, acknowledging who we really are, what we've walked through, what we know, what our wisdom is. And I'm not saying that we should do this from an egoic perspective. Again, that would be like boosting ourselves up, like, oh, I'm so much better than everyone else, right? That's a story. That's a subconscious part that can really pull us down. What I'm talking about is actually an authentic and even humble perspective of who we really are, acknowledging, oh, I am connected to my higher self. I do choose to live past my fear and my doubt. I do choose to actually live in a way that I'm aligned now to my truth and my power. So that's really what that is. It's a day-to-day practice where we're choosing the truth of who we are on whatever level that we can get in. And if we start on an intellectual level, great. And then as you go deeper and deeper, you'll understand it more and more on a felt, embodied level. The biggest aspect of stepping into connecting to our higher self, connecting to our true power, connecting to who we truly are, is to address all the parts of us that don't believe that we are that, that don't believe that we are this powerful or that we can live from our higher self. And so just like what I was talking about before, that ego pendulum, I'm so less than, I'm not good enough, how dare I shine so bright, all the way to the other end, like I said before, the what I call the egotistical or the narcissistic perspectives, that we're better than, that we're in charge, that everyone else is should be, you know, rotating around us in terms of, you know, we're in control, right? So how do we do that? Where do we begin with that? And I can imagine a lot of you are, you know, pretty far on along that path. Some of you might be brand new to it. So for those of you who are brand new, I'm just going to take a moment to define what I mean by this. So basically what I mean is that what we want to do is we want to get into relationship with these parts. So here are the egoic parts. Typically, where they come from is some negative experience that we've had in the past. We could go so far as to say it's a very traumatic experience or just some negative experience. And what occurs is that our ego, our psyche, will create a protective mechanism around us so that we don't have to experience that in the future. So I'm not going to go too much into detail here. If you want to read more about it, you can go and download my free ebook. There's a lot of information in there about this. But I do want to define these different parts of ourselves that can actually be in relationship with these parts. And whenever they're in relationship with these parts, great healing can happen. So first level, we have adult consciousness. So this is what I'll call a part of our higher egoic perspective. So it has the ability just to turn toward and say, okay, I'm here with you. I see you. I have a sense of who you are, right? So it actually creates a sense of disidentification. So if we have a voice, say for instance, a victim voice that says that we're not good enough, it's running, it's going to continue to run until we actually have the ability to see it and to identify it. So the adult consciousness can see it and identify it. Then we go into witness consciousness, a basic level of witness consciousness. And so from that perspective, what we're looking at here is the part of us, the part of our higher self that has the ability just to say, I see you, and I'm coming from a neutral, loving place, right? And so it's just, okay, I see you, and I'm here, right? That in and of itself can be incredibly healing because that part is finally being seen on this level. Then we have higher self-witness consciousness. Whenever we bring that in, that's whenever we open up to the what I call the conduit of divinity. And a huge amount of whatever we need, love, compassion, care, strength, courage, connection to our power can come in to really feed these parts, to tend these parts, and to heal these parts. That's when a dynamic shift can occur. And at that point, you can start really feeling into not only the healing that's happening and the shifting that's occurring so that these parts are no longer running, but also the higher self is coming in more and more and embodying in your day-to-day perspective. So what I'd like to do now is just to leave before we go into the transmission, which we'll just do in a few moments. I'd like to say a couple of things and also talk about just a few practices. So another way of saying what I said before is the amount of power you have in your life is directly equivalent to the healing that has occurred. So if you have a lot of voices in your subconscious that are pulling you down and you bring healing to them, then you're freer. And whenever you're freer, you're more connected into who you truly are. And whenever you're connected into who you truly are, the more power you have in your day-to-day life. And so some of the practices that we can utilize in order to do this work is, before, I was saying acknowledging who you are. So taking some time as a daily practice to acknowledge who you truly are, to bring self-love into your day-to-day life. One of the great self-love practices that I've recommended to so many people is whenever you wake up in the morning to affirm that you love yourself, or whenever you go to bed at night to affirm that you love yourself, that you're worthy of being loved, and to allow that love to come into your life. Also, whenever you wake up, especially first thing in the morning, to invite your higher self to be present in your life that day. So moment by moment, connecting in, even stopping in the middle of your day, asking your higher self to be present, to show up for you, to give you the advice that you need, the encouragement that you need, the courage that you need. And that's really going to open up a conduit of higher self power flowing in your day-to-day life. Another spiritual practice that I do a lot of, and I highly, highly recommend, is meditation. And that's really, at first, the first sweep, I'll say, really any level of meditation, any level of prayer where your meditation being whenever you're quieting your mind, you're allowing yourself to be an open vessel, prayer, you're connecting to your higher self, you're connecting to the divine, whatever word you use to define the divine, you're connecting to that and bringing that in. One of the meditation practices that I do the most, as well as facilitate in terms of working healing modality with other people, is somatic awakening. I can imagine some of you already know about that, but for those of you who don't know about somatic awakening, I basically defined the overall perspective of it just a minute ago. Basically, it's when we are connecting to our higher self, connecting to the conduit of our divinity, and that we're bringing that in into the different places in our body that feel pain, that feel contractions. And so that could be physical pain, emotional pain, energetic pain, contractions that we're feeling in our body, or maybe we just had a fight and we're feeling all sorts of different feelings, and this will really help us connect to, okay, what's really going on, and bring in this higher self relationship. And then from that place, an incredible amount of healing can happen. And I just want to point out, I was on my website the other day and I was given the insight or the push by my higher self to listen to a recording that I have on my free recordings page. And I want to recommend it to all of you if you haven't listened to it yet. It is called The Powerful Somatic Awakening Meditation, transmitted by Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. And it was a part of a day-long that I did a few months ago. And it's an incredible introduction to somatic awakening if you haven't experienced that before. And if you have experienced that before and you haven't listened to it, highly recommend it. It's incredible transmission and really gives you a taste of what I mean by this conduit of divinity and who we really are. Okay, so it's time for a transmission. So I'm going to take a few sips of water here. All right, so this is what this part is going to look like. I always like to tell everyone, especially if you've never been with us before, so you get a sense of what I'm going to be doing here. So I'm going to be closing my eyes in just a moment, connecting in. I invite you to do the same if that works for you. And then when Mary Magdalene and Isis comes in, there might be others, but for sure they're going to be here. When they come in, they'll start speaking. They'll let you know who's speaking, and then we'll go from there. My eyes will stay closed pretty much throughout. I might open them a little bit. Feel free to have your eyes closed as well. I actually do recommend that if you close your eyes to do so, because that will allow the information in more. If you need to open them for whatever reason, feel free to do so. But just giving some guidelines in terms of how it works best. All right, so let's go ahead and close our eyes. And while I'm in this process, I just invite you to drop in, affirm your grounding, bringing that to present time, or connecting it to meditation. And I'll let you know when I'm complete and the transmission begins. I am Mary Magdalene, and as always, am delighted to meet with those who are ready to take their next step in healing and evolution. This is a very important topic in your world, because there is a dividing line that needs to be placed on this topic of how we define power. There is the power over that has already been spoken of, that has caused great pain and suffering in the world for thousands of years, and it's still happening today. And the primary thing we want to look at when we look at the power over scenario is the ego. The part of the ego that is trapped in shadow, that is trapped in the power dynamic of better than, less than. Because you might take a person who is in a less than perspective and build them up from egoic levels of, let's say, winning the lottery, or putting them in a position of being a CEO, or the President of the United States, or any position of power, and feed their ego to allow it to expand and puff up. And one who has had victim perspective automatically can very easily go into power over. Most people who are in power over scenario have the victim consciousness at their core. So this is what I'll call ego power. Ego power, even for those who are living it, although they might feel a sense of satisfaction, they might feel as if their desires are fulfilled, they might feel a sense of ego happiness, ultimately, when it comes down to it, when their power fades, they ultimately come back to the core wounds where they began. This is why it is so incredibly important to work with the egoic structures that say you are less than or better than. This, of course, is not the power that we are talking about. However, it is the gateway, the threshold, the multiple initiations of healing that need to occur in order to step into true power. True power has many levels to it. True power is connected to soul's mission, indeed. It is connected into the alignment with why each human is present for them. Each human's intention on a soul spirit level is different. It's unique for them. That doesn't mean that you need to become a famous author, for instance. That is one path. For some, stepping in soul's power means connecting into the truth of why you're here. That could be being a hermit in a cave. That could be connecting into being a community leader. That could be being a healer in your community. Whatever that is for you, connecting to that truth aligns you with soul power, with spirit power. Because you allow for there to be a conduit that teaches you and educates you as you step further and further on your path. Connecting to soul's power also is utilizing your voice. From an energetic perspective, we would say utilizing the first, third, fifth chakra connections. So for those of you who do not know what I'm talking about, let me explain. First chakra connected to rootedness, connected to body, connected to truly on the deeper essence of why you're here. Third chakra connected to self-empowerment, connected to what it means to be empowered from a deeper place, not from power over. Fifth chakra connected to voice, connected to speaking truth. So when your first, third, and fifth chakra are aligned, your power can run through your body, especially if you bring in the power of your higher chakras in alignment with that. So just like this one said, speaking your truth of your yes and your no. This is a very important and powerful doorway of aligning to your true power. So I'm going to say it again. Speaking the alignment, your true alignment of your yes and your no. Yes, I'm going to do that. No, that is not in alignment with me. Yes, that feels connected to what I can do. No, that is disrespectful. For some of you, we invite you to really sit with and chew on this. What in your life is aligned with your yes, and what in your life is aligned with your no? True power has both. We will speak now to the higher version of power. And with that, I step back and ask Isis to come to the fore. Greetings. I am so delighted to be here with you because I want to encourage and educate and mentor the consciousness that is arising on this planet at this time to help it be in alignment with the golden age that is being ushered forth. When I was living on this planet in Egypt, I helped a golden age be ushered forth at that time. And I want to encourage and mentor you in the same way. So we are discussing power. All that has already been said is very true. And what I'd like to do now is talk about the upper, higher echelon of what it means to be an authentic, true power with one spirit. When we are in authentic power, we are in alignment with our higher self at the subatomic electronic level of our being to bring forth divine will into our life. In order to do that, the ego needs to be healed and coddled and cradled and brought what it truly needs, what the pain, what the suffering truly needs so that it can go to sleep. And when the ego goes to sleep, everything changes. That is when you have the ability to bring your higher self fully in stages into an embodied perspective, embodied living in your day-to-day life. As this happens, you begin to understand and live from unity consciousness with all of life, realizing that because you are divine and everything is divine, that you are connected to all things, and that all things that are living on this dimensional framework has free will. So that does not mean that everything will agree with everything else. What that means is that you start to understand beyond an intellectual level that everything is connected to everything else and everything has permission to hold its own perspective, its own truth. And you begin to understand that from a place of deep honoring. And most significantly, you begin to understand the power of your word, the power of your intention, the ability to manifest in this world in a level that is beyond your cognitive understanding at this time. For in order to manifest at this level, in order to walk through those doorways of initiation, the ego must be put to rest. We're not talking about killing the ego. That is the exact opposite. What we are talking about is actually allowing the divine feminine part of you, which includes and is connected to Divine Mother, as well as aspects of the divine masculine that you are, which is connected to Divine Father, to come in, to nurture, to be with, to hold, to teach, to mentor, all of these parts, so that the ego knows it's no longer in charge. And the egoic part of the mind, the lower mind, realizes it's not in charge either. And they align in the true way, in the humbleness that opens the door to awakening. Not martyrdom, humbleness, true divine humbleness, so that true power can flow through. So that true power can flow through the cells, the atoms, the electrons, the subatomic particles. And when that happens, your world, your perspective, your understanding absolutely changes and moves into higher dimensionality. From our perspective, this is true power. So we share this with you here because this is the path. This is the path of awakening, the path of stepping into unity consciousness, the path of stepping into all that is. And in that perspective, you are a spark, a being that is divine. You have your own soul's personality, your own soul's mission, your own soul's perspective. You are unique and beautiful. And you are also one with everything else. And when the two come together, which is connected to the masculine and the feminine coming together inside, the union that is created creates true power. So we invite you to take the transmission in. Maybe the words you do not understand. For some of you, we know that you do. For some of you, this might be confusing. So wherever you're at, we invite you to take this transmission in, the energy, the knowing of true power that you have the ability to be in true power, that it is a choice, and that it does take work. It takes being strong enough to stand and be with all of these parts. But as they go to sleep, one by one, the true essence of your higher self, spirit, soul power comes into dynamic interplay in your life. So we send this vibration, this transmission through space and time, both for those who are listening and watching now, as well as for the future. We also spread this information out to every person who is listening on their future timeline in a way that it can integrate with ease and grace, Because you have free will, you also have that choice to integrate with ease and grace and right and perfect timing. And we now call this in alignment with your higher self, allowing your higher self to guide this process for you. And we now call it in and know that it is so. We give gratitude for the divine that you are, the divine conduit that you are connected to, the divine inside of you and outside of you, connecting all things in this unified field of oneness and love, allowing and inviting your I am consciousness, your higher self consciousness, to be born in your awareness every day. And so it is, beloved, and so it is. So just allowing you to take in this information on the exact right and perfect level that is true for you, knowing that whatever you need to know more in the future, that it will come to you with ease and grace, just like Isis said. Taking just a couple more deep breaths in and out here. Just feeling that whatever needs to be integrated in this present now is being integrated. And as you're ready, coming back, opening your eyes. Welcome back, everyone.